Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's episode. I've been slacking on my Mackin. I want to first start today's episode by giving an apology to all of my amazing listeners and Millionaire Mindcast family for the last 2 weeks. No Friday food for thoughts. And I wanted to share a little bit of what has been going on and all the chaos and all the excitement and all the stress and all the anxiety that I've been dealing with. And I know many of you who are out there chasing big goals, big dreams, you know, that are striving for more, that are pushing hard through challenges and hurdles and, you know, things that you're looking to overcome to, you know, break through to new levels. Oftentimes that comes with some pain, you know, it comes with some stress, it comes with some anxiety, pressure, and, you know, there's a lot of learning lessons in those moments as well. So I'm going to share a little bit of some updates on what's going on with me. And hopefully maybe you can get some insights on, you know, how these things might relate to you and your journey and how you might be able to maybe leverage one or two things that I share in today's episode to help you process and perform under pressure and break through to new levels for yourself. With that being said, I want to give a shout out to all of you who have been reaching out, sending text messages, saying what up, following along with the podcast. You know, as the years have gone on, I've gotten to know so many of you. I've met many friends from all around the world, all around the U.S. I've done deals with some of you. Many of you have invested in my deals with me. Right now, I'm raising some capital for my fourth hotel, a ground-up luxury hotel, boutique hotel on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. And many of you have been asking about that. We did a webinar last week that kind of broke it down for all of our accredited investors that were interested, had an overwhelming response there, which I'm extremely grateful for. So if you're an accredited investor, you're looking for syndication opportunities, whether it's this one or future ones, you can always get on my private investor list by texting the word deals to 844-447-1555. If you haven't said what up yet, shoot me a text. Say what up, 844-447-1555. I always love hearing what you guys are up to, what you're dealing with, what questions you have. I try and answer those either on our Wealth Building Wednesdays or on these Friday episodes. But if you're not subscribed to the podcast yet or you're new here, welcome. We talk all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you on your wealth building journey, not just to become a millionaire in your bank account, but also equally as important, if not way more important, is living like a millionaire in all areas of your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your ability to give back, in your ability to just live life to the fullest. And by doing that and showing up as that person, it's funny how when you're chasing big goals and big dreams as your best self, you find a way to make a nice grip of money along the way. And that's what we like to talk about here on this show. So I wanted to get you guys a quick little update on what's been going on with me. You know, I kind of came out of, in May, my birthday month, my wife's birthday month, so many fun things that we always do in May. I don't want to say I take May off, but we do a lot of fun stuff in May. And, you know, came out of a season of just really being present and connected and, you know, enjoying a lot of quality time with the family to, you know, a lot of the hard work and groundwork that I've been laying and, you know, putting time in on over the really the last year, all of a sudden, all of these things started to hit at once. Got in contract and closed on the second hotel in Southlake. And then all of a sudden, right after that, the third hotel, of course, the fourth hotel in San Antonio that I'm raising capital on, 122-key boutique hotel on the San Antonio Riverwalk. And that was just my hotel stuff. Then we've got flips going on, still doing some coaching, consulting with private equity groups and working on some really cool, exciting stuff with a couple family offices and sovereign funds. And as all of these things hit at once, right? And I know some of you can relate to this as you're pushing and you're working really hard to get a specific result. And then all of a sudden those things all hit at once, right? And I felt this kind of overwhelming sense of stress and pressure and anxiety to perform. And, you know, in those moments, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn what you're capable of. You learn how you respond to things, whether that's good or bad. You learn, you know, ways to either sabotage and self-destruct, or you learn ways to optimize and break through and find new levels of thinking and action and performance that maybe you haven't done before. And it kind of always reminds me of, you know, what has gotten you to where you're at today may not and often isn't what's going to get you to that next level. And, you know, as I was starting to feel those moments of, you know, overwhelm, my anxiety has been high this last month, and I've just been extremely busy with the hotel launch. As of today, we are open. We're 100% occupancy already on the second hotel. We're working through the third one and closing that at the end of August. And, you know, as I feel those moments of overwhelm, you know, it reminds me of a lot of the personal development work I've done over the years, a lot of the challenges, a lot of the rock bottoms, a lot of the moments of doubt and fear that you really are in your head going to war with yourself in those conversations. And, you know, over the years and being in so many of those situations, I realized that I can find peace in those moments of stress and chaos. I can find peace and just enjoy the journey because I know that I'm growing into somebody new. As long as I don't quit, as long as I keep putting one foot in front of the other, I'm growing and evolving into somebody new. And I heard a great quote a while back, and I think of this often when I am going through these moments. And that is, and I'm paraphrasing it, it was something like, your level of success in life is directly tied to your ability to handle and perform under stress. Your level of success in life is directly tied to your ability to handle and perform under stress. Because when you think about it, whether it's a billionaire or whether it's somebody that is a single mom trying to keep food on the table and the lights on in her house for her kids, everybody deals with pressure and stress. Now, how you handle that, how you perform in those moments is often what you see separate the people who go and thrive and level up and unlock new aspects of life, new levels of confidence, as well as you see the people who crumble and cripple and shrink in those moments. Those who can handle stress in a healthy way and still perform are the ones who unlock levels of life. Those who can't do that never will. And I really do believe, I subscribe to this as almost like a universal law now. And when I find myself in those moments, I don't really allow, yeah, I feel overwhelmed, I feel that anxiety, but you got to find those things that allow you to decompress. Like for me, every single day, you know, my daily vitamin, my daily dose of meditation is getting in the gym. No matter how stressed out, no matter how, you know, frustrated, how anxious I am, I get in the gym. It alleviates it in some capacity. I also have another joy list that I often refer back to. Joy list, bringing joy to your life is a very good way to take your mind and to settle in the present moment with the things that make you happy. For me, it's oftentimes getting outside. It's spending time with my daughters. It's being near a body of water or being out in nature. Spending time with friends. It might be grabbing a nice beer, or for some people, you know, sipping on a nice drink, or it's, you know, a cigar, or it's a cup of tea out on your porch. I don't know what it is. But having that joy list and something to fall back on is extremely great from a mental health and physical health perspective. And, you know, I wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of you are getting after it. You're going after shit that you haven't gone after before. There's a lot of doubts. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of uncertainty when you're going after things that most people get scared to go after and never chase. If you're one of those people who is the outlier and is looking to live a big life and unlock big results, well, guess what? you're going to have to deal with some shit. You're going to have to overcome some shit. You're going to have to deal with some mental and physical hurdles in your life. And knowing how to manage and handle and perform in stressful situations, highly anxious situations, it doesn't mean that you have to be exempt from that happening. If anything, it's to be the one who creates those moments and finds ways to get through them, that you 2.0 your mindset, that you find new ways to physically operate in those situations. And so I just wanted to share that because I'm going through one of those seasons right now. And I also, right, am excited about who I'm becoming in that process. Now, there are those moments where there's the oh shits and the oh fuck and I don't know if I can do this and what the hell am I thinking? Of course, right? But at the end of the day, I'm still betting on myself. I still know Matty A's stock is going up. Now, over the long term, I'm going to win no matter what. I truly believe that. And there will be those challenges and there will be those dips and there will be those valleys along the way. But as long as you can continue to push forward, find ways to handle those stressful moments and grow and optimize through them, and you keep moving, it is guaranteed that you're going to continue to look up every 12 months in the rearview mirror and see a significant amount of growth and a significant amount of ground covered that you wouldn't if you were to shrink, play small, and either one, stay complacent, or two, move backwards. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today because I know that many of you are pushing and I want you to keep pushing and I don't want you to avoid or think that stress and anxiety and fear is, you know, exempt for the people who have reached the pinnacle and peak levels of success in your mind. It's actually the complete opposite. They've just found a way to dance. One of my favorite quotes from one of my speaking coaches, he always said, "Hey man, the butterflies are good. You're not trying to get the butterflies to go away. You're just trying to find ways to get them to fly in formation." And that's what happens when you go through enough of these situations where when the butterflies are there, it's like, oh shit, okay, they're there. That means I'm excited. That means this is important to me. That means there's pressure. There's high stakes. And that's okay. You just got to find the ways in routines and habits and rhythms in your mindset, in your environment, to get yourself optimized, to get those butterflies to fly in formation. So hopefully that gives you guys a little bit of comfort that when you go through the next stressful situation, good. There's going to be something great that comes out of it if you choose to look at it, approach it, and execute in the right way. So with that being said, I just wanted to give a shout out to all of you who are pushing for big goals. I've had a lot of you reach out about hospitality, short-term rentals, Airbnb, and we're excited to announce that we're going to be doing a little mastermind at the Third Hotel Beachfront in North Lake Tahoe in mid-September, and we are going to be touring my three hotels. You guys are going to get some really cool and exciting exposure to hospitality, to the Lake Tahoe market. You're going to get a review on marketing and trends for hospitality success. We're going to be talking about the smart tech and automations and the operational side of that business to optimize and run your assets like a pro. We're going to be doing some happy hour mixers, some evening masterminds. So if that's of interest to you, it's going to be a relatively, we'll probably cap it at like 15 or 20 people. And if you're interested and you want to get on the wait list for more details, just text us at 844-447-1555. This is going to take place in mid-September 2021. And you're going to get to hang out with me, my team. We'll have a couple other people that are going to be speaking and sharing some wisdom and insights on how to crush the hospitality, Airbnb, short-term rental markets, especially with this trend being a great investment vehicle that is not going away. It's only gaining steam. And if that's of interest to you, just hit us up and just note interested or a short-term rental mastermind or just mention something in the text, 844-447-1555, and we'll reach back out to you. With that being said, guys, much love to all of you. If you get any value from the podcast, you want to support, all I ask is that you leave a review on iTunes. hit me up on social media at official Matty A. And with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. We'll see you guys in next week's episode.